Please be seated if you can. Man, I'm dancing. My heart's dancing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, today, as we hear your word, as the words that you have given me, and things of the thoughts that you have given me, may they express the hearts of each one of us. And Father, we know that nothing happens until it passes through your hands first. So we know nothing happens by accident. And that gives us comfort. We know you're here. The blessing is totally awesome in this place right now. And I thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this morning, as I said before, that I had a little bit of an awakening by Bill calling me at 8 o'clock this morning and telling me he couldn't make it. He was sounding pretty sick. He had a few sniffles and sneezes and coughs. But you know, these are the kind of things that happen in life. Detours. You got plans. You're going down the road. All of a sudden there's a bridge out. Not unusual, is it? How many times have you been going through life, through your whole life, if you look back, you will see that there are so many times that you're going down a path and everything's going good, and all of a sudden, bang, there's a detour sign. And it causes you to say, well, no, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? Panic? No. No need to panic. You can make plans. And like they say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Because he's got something in line for you that is going to help you instead of hindering you. And yet, when you look at the detours, you're going to say, wait a minute. This isn't... God, what are you doing to me? This isn't right. This is not what I want. Even when he says, wait, you'll see something better down the road. It's happened to me many times. This country has got a road sign, but they don't listen. It says, cliff ahead. You know what I'm talking about. And there's a cliff ahead. The road's out. It stops dead. But you know, everybody's in a panic. They're all worried about it. Everybody's going to say, well, the whole country's going to stop. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. When they hit this fiscal cliff, as they call it, it's going to take a little time before they can do anything, February or March. They've got a little bit of time to even work some more things out. They're talking about having some resolution to this problem coming up today or tomorrow. Well, God bless them. And I mean, God bless them. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding. Each person, give them understanding, from the president on down. We can pray for the healing of Bill, the healing of Richard. Why did these things happen? Are these roadblocks? No. There's something better coming up. All healing takes place in a very strange way. Things come up against you in life, and they can throw you for a loop. Okay, now just myself. Let's take my wife and I. In the beginning of October, I was told I got cancer. Okay. You know, the funny thing was I didn't even get a feeling of anxiety, worry, depression, nothing. I thought, okay, what else have you got? You know, what have you got for me in this line of life that I've got? Is this just another chapter? Yeah. It's a chapter in my book of life. And each one of us writes different chapters. And who's the author? God. But who's there to help you? Jesus. There's no doubt in my life that Jesus is right here. He's got his hand on me, and I have no fear. Along came the end of October, November. And Marie breaks her heel. Freak accident. She stepped on a little platform, put down her foot, and there was nothing there to support the heel. Her heel went past the point of no return and snapped her heel. It's amazing. Why did that happen? Another roadblock? Another detour? Yeah, for me, for Marie. She has to accept help. She usually gives help, but now she has to accept help. And it's difficult for her because she gets frustrated. She feels frustrated because she has no way of getting around the house like she used to. She's got to run around with a little four-wheel cart of hers, puts her heel and puts her knee on that, and away she goes. But now she's got the stitches out. Last Thursday, she got the stitches out, and it's amazing what they did. Kathy, you were right there when she came out of the operation. God bless you. It's really wonderful to have somebody that's so close by that we can say, oh, at least I know her. I know Kathy. And Marie felt very comfortable with it. So then that took care of that. Marie came home and everything's fine. We have some difficulties. I'm not the greatest cook, but boy, that microwave sure does work. So I'm a MV cooker. Multivitamins, no. Microwave. I'm trying to, it's amazing. And it's amazing how they supply different things. The kids, our children. Barry, Bobby Joe, Lori, my daughter. Barry is a very strong kind of person. When he makes up his mind, it's going to be done. Lori, oh yeah. Like Kathy called her, the little fireball. And she is. She's quite a fireball. And Bobby Joe, she's ready to help anything, anybody, anywhere. Bobby Joe is my son's wife. Good kids. So Barry takes care of finances. Lori is taking care of doctor's appointments and all the rest of that stuff. Because I'm a little forgetful. At my age, I guess I have the right to be. And Bobby Joe, she takes care of the food. Thank God she does, because boy, she knows what to buy. And we do eat well. Okay. It's a chapter in our book, in Marie's book, in my book. We're writing separate stories, and each one of you are writing separate stories. I know that Rob, a few others, I mean, Thomas, and this gentleman that came in, David, you've got all kinds of different things happening to you. Lowell, bless your heart. Every one of us, and I can't forget my friend Bill, every one of us has got so many things that are going on in our lives. But God is right there. You can be sure of one thing. Jesus is standing right beside you. He's in you through the Holy Spirit. And why? Why would he be there? To help you. All you've got to do is call on the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. Show me what to do. Give me direction. Whatever. Just say, help me. And you'll be surprised what happens. Trust. Trust and then obey. There is no other way. I had a little bit of fun this morning. I have a little note here. It says John 5:15. And I looked it up. It wasn't 5:15, it's 15:5. I don't know who printed this out, but we'll find, when I find out, it's fun because at least it made me look, and it's amazing because I was going to quote this and tell you guys, look at John 5:15. So I decided, well, the Holy Spirit gave me a little bit of a nudge. So I says, What's he talking about? Okay, so I did 515. It's got nothing to do with it. I thought, wait a minute, what's going on? So I had to look it up in the concordance, had to find out where it was. It's 15:5. Lo and behold. And Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And then I had a thought when I read that. I'm going to rewrite that. I'm going to rewrite it just a little differently. I had to memorize this verse, and I thought, I'm going to change it. You are the vine. I am the branch. If I remain in you, and you remain in me, I will bear much fruit. And apart from you, I can do nothing. That's an interesting concept. When you start putting him ahead of everything. When you put Jesus in front of everything that you've done, and everything that you're going to do, all the plans that you have, you put Jesus ahead of that, you're going to be successful. Because he does not fail. God does not make mistakes. You know, it's what the biggest thing that we do is when we come against problems, the first thing we do is a little bit of panic, a little bit of a in the stomach, a little twist, a little acid flow, and then our worry starts. Excuse me. The worries that come on, or the anxieties that come on, and I'm telling you from experience, I've got 83 years to prove that I've had some experience. I've gone down many roads. I have seen things where the Lord has pulled me out of, things that just absolutely are beyond anything that I can imagine, think, or ask. You've heard some of those stories. You've heard about the stories of working on machinery and equipment, electronic stuff, and he's pulled me out of them. I stood there one day, and I remember that one day I just said, Lord, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. Help me. And then that book opens up, and it starts flipping pages. And the pages in that instruction manual, it had about 300 or 400 pages in it. All kinds of equipment in it. And I was flipping around, and I told you that the pages moved a quarter inch apart and just flowed. And there was nothing there behind me that was blowing a fan or nothing. And it was, everything was very calm and very still. And those pages kept turning. And I sat there and I looked at that and I thought, wait a minute, what's this? Kept turning and turning, and then finally they stopped. Two blank pages. Except on the right-hand side, about three-quarters of the way down the page, it told me exactly what I needed to do. To change a wire from this point on terminal so-and-so to this wire on terminal so-and-so. So I thought, yeah, I know what that is. I went up the ladder, did the electrical changes, came down, turned the machine on. Perfect. Then I looked, that's great. So I turned my head and I looked down at that page again. I said, where was that? And I, wait a minute. All of a sudden, there's two full pages of print. And there on the bottom, three-quarters of the way down, I could read what to do. That's the hand of God. That's how Jesus works. That's how the Holy Spirit wants to help each one of us. It's almost... You might say that the guy had a brain, some kind of a brain drop or something. You know, he might have had a short circuit there. No. This is only one incident of many that have happened in my life. You call on the Lord, and I'll guarantee you he'll help you. Even though things are looking so bleak and so bad. And today, how many people How many people are out of work, lost their homes? And every one of them thinks God is not there. A lot of you will think God's not here. He's not with me. The Holy Spirit has left. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus helps each one of us. I don't care if you're poor or rich. And I'm talking about monetary wise. But when you've got Jesus, you are more than rich. You've got the world by the tail, let me tell you. God doesn't fool around. He is working so hard right now. He is doing things in people's lives that just be beyond what you can imagine. Every day I read a little book. It's called Jesus Calling. It is written by a lady by the name of Sarah Young. And what she did, she was a psychologist, psychiatry, I guess. She's into things about the minds. And she wrote things that the Lord told her to write a journal. And she did. She wrote little passages, little things that will help people. And in these passages I read them to Maria. I read them out loud because it sounds good to hear. Today's message. I am leading you along a way that is uniquely right for you. The closer to me you grow, the more fully you become your true self. Now, this is Jesus talking to us. Okay? And this is the way he told her to write these things. The one I designed you to be. Because you are one of a kind. The path you are traveling with me diverges increasingly from that from other people. However, in my mysterious wisdom and ways, I enable you to follow the solitary path while staying in close contact with others. In fact, the more completely you devote yourself to me, the more freely you can love people. Marvel at the beauty of a life intertwined with my presence. This is Jesus speaking to you. Rejoice as we journey together in intimate communion. Enjoy the adventure in finding yourself through losing yourself in me. And from, she takes some of these things from, she took this from 2 Corinthians 5:17, Ephesians 2:10, and 1 John 4:7-8, and John 15:4. Jesus wants to talk to you just as freely as he was talking to her. As she wrote these things. The whole book is a daily devotion. And we find strength in it because it's an assurance that Jesus is always with us. He's always talking to us. He's always trying to get through to you. He always wants to help you in any way, in the smallest ways. My sister called me the other day. And when she gets on the phone, it's 2 hours. No doubt about it. I don't even have to guess. Marie, sitting there, and she'll just, okay, talk to you later. Because I'll be sitting there for, and my sister can talk for an hour and a half to 2 hours. The two of us will just get to going through scriptures. We go through all kinds of things, and we just talk and talk and talk. But she's up in Canada, and I'm down here. And it's amazing how we get along so well on the phone. When we get together, it's just a little different. It gets a little dicey at times. But we always make love each other and make sure that we have no problems between the two of us. We always leave with affectionate love. And she was telling me that, she says, you know, she says, I'm starting to think of what you do. And she says, when I go to the store, she says, and the ice and the snow up here, she says, is just horrible. And it's cold. And she said it's about 20 below the zero part. And she said, there's zero is of course centigrade, and that's the freezing point. solar Earth 20 below zero. And she says, I need a place where I can park close to the door. And she'll pray about it. She'll, as she's driving to the store or wherever it is, she says, it never fails. There's a parking spot. Somebody will pull out just as I'm driving in, and sure enough, I just go right into it. So the lady that she helps, she's helping three or four ladies in this apartment building. Now, my sister is a lot older than I am, so she needs all the help she can get. And I hope she hears this someday. And she's a year and a half older, but that's, you know, that's quite a bit older. And she said, this woman, these women will be riding with her. How do you do that? How do you get the parking spot so easy, so close to the door? She says, it's easy. I asked Jesus for it. And it just blows these people away. That's what he wants to do for us. Don't we trust what Jesus says in the Word? Don't we trust what God says in the Word? Don't we believe the Word? Is there something wrong in our thinking that all these detours in our lives are against us? They're not. Nothing passes to you that doesn't go through God's hands first. He knows every step that you're taking. What we need to do is, and I'm including myself, what we need to do is trust and obey. I don't know where all this comes from, but I don't consider it a problem. My wife's problem, my problem, it's not a problem. It's just something that we have to go through. It's our chapter. Each one of you are writing a book. And it's an exciting book when you think about it. There is so much more coming to each one of us. We have no idea what's coming. What this country is going to go through. How are we going to go through with it all? There are things that are really coming down the pike that a lot of us are going to be surprised. And I really feel sorry for people. Not sorry, but I feel I don't know what you can call it. I'm not anxious about it. I don't feel pity. I don't feel sorry. But the people without Jesus are helpless. They're hopeless. They have no hope. Where is the hope for people that have no Lord, no God, no direction? What is their hope? They have to do everything on their own strength. They have to do everything that's in their own minds. What else are you going to go by? And who's going to lead them? I guarantee you, I know. The enemy will lead them. We pray. We pray every day. Lead us from temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Keep that in mind. And the people that are out there that look at the seat, there's a few empty seats here. Where are they? Those seats should be empty. They should be filled right now with people that are anxious to know who God really is and where is my help. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. I pray that what I say today will give you something that'll give you a hope. And another way of thinking. Yesterday's reading on this Sarah Young's book. Trust me with every fiber of your being. That's Jesus talking to you, talking to me. What I can accomplish in and through you is proportional to how much you depend on me. That's what the Word says. If you read the Word, you can read it in Psalms. You can read in Isaiah. If you don't give Jesus a chance or any time of the day, how can he help you? You disregard him? He's not going to force himself on you. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's very gentle, and he'll wait. As long as you can go on your own, fine. But when you hit that detour, what are you going to do? Who do you call for help? Who do you ask for directions? Or are you going to be like a guy that doesn't like to ask for directions? I used to be that way. Then I found that was useless. Don't ask for directions. You got to find your own way. Well, around town, I can usually do it. The mountains are in the west and the prairie. But it's so much easier to ask for directions. Are you going to be that stubborn, that proud, prideful person that doesn't have to ask for directions? Good luck. And I mean luck. I don't mean blessings. I mean luck. Because luck is in the hope that people outside. Those people that are away from God, without God, they are without hope. One aspect of this is the degree of which you trust me in a crisis or a major decision. Some people fail miserably here, while others are at their best in tough times. Another aspect is even more telling, the constancy of your trust in me. Is it a daily thing? Excuse me. Is it a daily thing, or is it just whenever you got a problem, I'll call on God? No, he's not a genie. You don't rub the lamp. And he pops out and says, oh, what do you want, master? No, that's not God. That's dream times. That's imagination times. That isn't going to work. Another aspect is telling me, that is more telling. People who rely on me in the midst of adversity may forget about me when life is flowing smoothly. There's something that we usually come up with. Difficult times can jolt you into the awareness of your need for me, whereas smooth sailing can lull you into a stupor of self-sufficiency. Boy, isn't that the truth? That's exactly what we are. We become so self-sufficient, we don't need Jesus. We don't need God. Well, if I have any problems, I'll call him. Be careful. That's really a road going into destruction. Look, I've been into this. I have seen so many things. I have witnessed and gone through so many different trials and tribulations. But Jesus was always there because I called on him. Because I asked him to be there. I asked him for the help. And he gave it to me in the most amazing ways. In ways that you can't even imagine. And it'll never be the way you think it's going to happen. Never. He's going to do it differently so that you know that he is God. Israel today is going to find out who God really is. And in these days that they are going through right now, and I'm telling you that God's timetable is all in the life of Israel. That's another book. And when that book is written and printed out and people read it, it's going to be amazing to read. But they're going to see where God has been all this time. And the people in Israel are starting to realize that there's something going on and that they are coming to the end time. And that end time is coming very quickly. So we need to be in a place where we can just say, Lord, this is a little bit different than what we're expecting. What do we do? Jesus, where do we go? Which way do I turn to get away from this detour? Jesus says, I care so much about your tiny trust steps through daily life as about your dramatic leaps of faith. You may think that no one notices but one who is always beside you sees everything and rejoices consistently. Trusting in me is vital to flourishing in my presence. What more can I say? The trust in the Lord, the blessings of God, will guide you and direct you. He will show you everything that you need to know. Read His Word. Trust in His Word. Be blessed by His Word. Let Him give you the direction around the detours. Father, thank you for your Word. We praise you and thank you for the blessing that you give us. As we read your Word, Father, there is so much truth and so much wisdom. And I ask you to give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to everyone that reads your Word. It's in your promise. That's a promise that you have for each one of us. And Father, there's also health, strength, and healing for each one of us. Bless you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to the name of the Lord God. What more can we say? Except thank you. Praise your holy name. All honor and grace and praise and blessing. Whatever we can give, especially ourselves, we give to you right now. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the name above all names, the name above all names. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. He taketh away all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his face towards you and give you peace. Is shalom, which means more than just peace, but everything that is that needed in your life. Amen. Thank you. Does anybody need prayer? If you need prayer, come on up. We'll pray with you.
Maybe there's something wrong with the eye. They think he might be blind in one eye. So they're referring him to a specialist. So if we could say a prayer for him.
Which was his name?
Tana?
Mm-hmm.
One of the new babies.
Oh, dear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift Tana towards into your hands. We praise you, Father, that your healing hands, the hands that have healed each one of us many times, even though when we don't even realize it, but Tanya is now healed in the name of Jesus, and his eyes will be whole, he'll see, and he will be blessed. He will be a child of yours. Thank you, Lord. Yes, a child of yours, grown in the admonition of the Lord. Blessed and taken care of by you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. Anybody needs help? Now we can think of Bill's affliction, and also of Richard. Keep them in your prayers. We know that they will be healed. They will return. The Lord bless you and keep you all. In the name of Jesus. Amen.